the law of relationships. Ignore this and suffer for the rest of your life. Embrace this and watch your life change as though you are holding a charm. Everybody say the law of relationships. Shout it. The law of, write this down. Success is highly relationship dependent. Success is highly relationship dependent. Your success and my success in life is highly relationship dependent. Number two, everything money can buy, relationships can buy. Write it down. Everything, I don't care what it is, anything at all that money can buy, relationship can pay for it. Money can buy a house, relationships can buy a house. Money can help you build a church, relationships can help you build a church. Listen. Money, as you know, naira and kobo, dollars, pounds, yen. These things are not the only things of exchange. Relationship is currency. You can use it to pay for things. Relationship is currency. You can use it to pay for things. There are many ignorant people who want to be successful, but they do not know the law of relationships. So they have to look for money to pay for everything. You ask them and they tell you, I need 5 million. I need 10 million. Whereas the relationship you have is worth billions of naira in value. And it is capable of paying for anything money can pay for. There are people who have had to pay hundreds of thousands in a seminar. And another person's relationship pays for it. And he entered free. Are we together now? There are people who have had to pay for rent and others' relationship has been paying their rent. There are people who have had to pay for everything in life. Listen, if you use money to buy everything in life, you are not wise. It is a total display of lack of wisdom to use finances to get everything in life. It has nothing to do with being rich. That's the mistake our parents made. I love our parents, don't get me wrong. Some of you here are parents. We love you, we honor you with all our hearts. Most people think you only succeed when you start having salary, 100,000 coming. And they now say, wow, I have 100,000. Then they have a need. They ignore relationships. And something that would be cheaply paid for, they would have to look for money. And pay for it. I have paid for many things in my life using relationships. Relationships like a debit card, you can use it and withdraw many other things. You can use it and pay for many other things. Relationships today, by the grace of God, has given me platforms. I am connected to people. Listen, connectivity is a key to success. You must be connected. Relationships can help you access anointing. Relationships can help you access endorsements. Relationships can help you access favor. The major ingredient in success is favor, but it takes relationships. We have come with open arms, oh let the ancient world. Hallelujah. There are things in my life I would have paid for financially. Let me give you an example. This great auditorium, an act of kindness and benevolence by CGC. We have never paid a single kobo for this thing. And some of you who are into real estate know if you value this and we have to pay every week for all of this. Imagine the millions of naira that relationship has given. something in your life that you are hoping to change today is relationship dependent. Something, a dimension in your life you must enter now is relationship dependent. Unfortunately, for many of us, all we know is just love relationship. Husband and wife, somebody who likes a lady likes him back. That's only an aspect of it. Your relationship with God is the key to your success. Correct? You excel in life on the strength of your relationship with God. The healthier your relationship with God, the healthier your relationship with the Spirit of God, the greater your success. The prodigal son, please help me with the sound. The prodigal son made a big mistake. He broke relationship to that young one. Are you seeing the mistake of the prodigal son? Thank you. He jeopardized the potential for relationship. He had a relationship with his father. And on the strength of his relationship with his father, he did not pay for food. He did not pay for protection. But here's what he said. I don't want relationship. I rather want money. And he ended relationship and got money. What happened to the money? Without relationships, your finances will always be finite. There is only so much. Relationship is the secret of continual financial flow. Relationship is the secret. It is relationship that will keep finances. I'm not talking about finances necessarily, but I'm just using it as a case study. Relationships. People have blessed me today purely based on relationships. Not even as in the capacity as of a man of God. Just to bless. Do you know that somebody in Zaria today has the heart to bless you, but you do not have the connection? Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Somebody has the capacity to pay for your rent without begging and without lying. Somebody has the capacity to give you free land purely based on relationship. During my birthday, people did things for me that almost brought tears from my eyes. I usually am not into celebrating birthdays and the rest. The leaders did something touching. Different people did things, but there were certain strategic blessings and things they were done. And I said, God, what is this? What is this? Relationships. Relationship can give you access to realms where your physical qualification should not allow you enter there. Many of us have been trivializing relationships. That's why we keep hustling. The Bible says the labor of the fool wearieth every one of them. He does not know the road to the city. By the grace of God, I understand the ministry of destiny helpers. The ministry of destiny helpers is futile without relationship. God has used me as a destiny helper to many. God has used many people as destiny helpers to me. Hallelujah. Cheap victories that many of us lose. Cheap victories. Some of our parents do not know anybody. And so you pay for everything. And when you want to use money alone to be successful, a day will come you will have all the money in your life. And you'll find out that there are some things money cannot do. Are we together? There are people, you know, one of the greatest, this is one of the greatest lessons that I've learned from my father. My father is a man who was wealthy in relationships. I used to think he was just, you know, just someone who just likes people. But now that I've grown, I have seen the wisdom. Relationship paid many bills for my father. Relationships. Let me tell you something. Relationship is an investment. The same way you invest in business is the way you invest in relationship. All this something for nothing is a joke. There are many of us, we have this self-flattery. They don't like me. You don't call me, I won't call you. Sit down there. The day you need the person, you don't call. That's when you know relationships are important. Relationships are very serious, value-adding investments. There are times you will call your destiny helper, he will not respond. There are times you will send him 100 naira credit. There are times you will say, sir, just to appreciate you. You will take out time to compose a text message as if you died there, and he will just send you one word, God bless you. But it's working. The day you now ask for help, you have set a template. There are people today, if you ever see their text, they are begging. The moment the need is met, they forget the relationships. Until the day need arises, uncle, it's me again, no, it's junior. Say, hey, I know you are junior. What is the issue? Say, uncle, you know I'm in 400 level now, honestly. I say, are you the first to be there? You are matured enough to start working. Uncle, we are traveling somewhere, we are going somewhere, and he says, don't be stupid, don't you ever call my line again. Most of you, when you call your helpers, this is what they tell you. It's only when you have trouble that you call me. Anytime anybody tells you that, you need to strengthen your relationship. Many of us have very bad relationship maintenance systems. For as long, I know many great people, sadly some of them even great people I know, they don't know how to keep relationships at all. Anytime you see their call, one missed call, two missed call, they are in trouble. They need a favor, they need a help. Some of you are born again, tongue talking, but you are like that. And you have closed doors. Closed doors. Your friend is celebrating a birthday you can never remember. Say, I'm too busy. Are we together now? Your whatever it is, I'm too busy. Hey, Jimmy, it's my friend. I love him. And you know, sometimes you see him and the wife and the two children. Of course, not everybody will have access to come and visit me. That's the privilege of friendship. Nobody is born with intimacy by default. You walk your way into it. Listen, I am a busy person. It is true. There are many people who say, Apostle, I've been trying to see you. What ordinance do I have to see you? What covenant do I have with who to see you? I've been trying to see you. You are not attending to me. That's a foolish statement. You should ask yourself, those who have unlimited access, what are they doing? That's the key. In time past, there were offices I tried to access. I shared with you my story. Years ago, when I went to look for a loan, I won't tell you the amount. I went to look for a loan in a bank. These people wasted my time and did all kinds of things, and I found out I had brain capital, but no relationship capital. And I made up my mind. Some of us, the fire is getting hotter by the day. And you think the key is to get a job, quickly find relationships. Do you know there are people who are not working, but relationship is paying them salary every month until they get a job? Yes, sir. I know people like that. My mother has a relationship with me forever. My father has a relationship with me forever. My siblings have relationships with me forever. As I rise, they rise. It's called blessed by association. Listen, once the easiest way to be rich is to find somebody building something great and invest quickly and help the person rise. And as you rise, chop, I chop. I'm teaching you. Listen, the body of Christ, there are many foolish people in the body of Christ. You watch people when they are starting. You are the first to run your mouth. I don't believe in them. Now you have access to them. There are people years ago, they had access to me. They would have been some of the closest people to me today, enjoying every blessing, but they just saw it today now. Do you know the door you enter kicking your leg, tomorrow you will feel a form? So now that God gives you the opportunity, there are people who use 50 naira to secure a relationship that is worth millions today. That's wise investment. The day that great man was looking for water, you quickly carried your 50 naira. The Bible gives us a parable. I don't have time. In the Bible, where a man was about to be sacked by a king. Are we together? And he knew he was in trouble. He had been defrauding people, a tax collector. Now, they were going to throw him away. Do you know what he did? He quickly called the people and said, how much do you owe? So amount. I reduce it for you. And the moment they sacked him, he went back to them. I scratch your back, scratch my own too. Now, this is a system that the world uses, but believers don't know this. Koinonia is very connected to several people. You see us connected to the military. We are connected to the police. We are connected to medical personnel. We are connected to politicians. Because you rise through a network of relationships. You don't know which. It's not just about being selfish. It's the way it happens. Relationships. Everybody shout relationships. Some of us, if our parents knew this, some of them, their classmates today, are the ministers in charge of ABC. No relationship to bless them. Is that true? Do you know there are people who sit down today and calls just come? They call them one old, promise, where are you? I'm trusting God. For what? Come. There's create one committee that doesn't make sense. And say, sit down there. You are the chairman in charge of it. And when God helps you, after 7 months, they say, okay, that's all right. It's dissolved. Just because you must be blessed. Ask Mephibosheth how he paid for royalty. Relationships. A man who was crippled. Are you learning what I'm... Ask the disciples how they became apostles. Relationship. Even when they ran away for 3 days, when Jesus resurrected, they quickly apologized. Lord, I'm sorry, I'm still on your team. And they became apostles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many of you right here, you come for Koinonia all the time, and you have a resentful attitude. This brother, you are not my class. You are not wearing my shoe. Rather than for you to sit and say, this brother is always taking notes. God is taking him somewhere. He may have one trouser, 200 naira, one shoe, one whatever. But what is entering his spirit is programming him for greatness. Some of you resent every other person who is not you. You are losing. You are losing big time in life. Just this Lord alone will bless you. I am a benefactor of relationships. By the grace of God, God has connected our ministry with all kinds of people. There is nothing at this level, by the grace of God, there is nobody within our sphere of influence that we want to meet that we cannot meet. It's impossible. Somebody knows somebody. Do you know statistically, they say you are 4 people away from anybody you want to meet. 4 people. 4 people. There are others who will invite a guest minister in the capacity of his office and pay 1 million honorarium. Someone else, because of relationship, he said, no. Whatever, you know, I mean, we are together. I pray for you from the depth of my heart that the power of relationships will show in your life from today. Please sit down. Many times you see an old woman carrying firewood on her head. Firewood that is as heavy as 5 men. She puts it on her head walking. The question I ask is, where are her relationships? This mama is 70 years. She spent 70 years on earth, and you cannot build a relationship with one successful person. Listen, if you are up to 25 years hearing me and there is no one successful person in your life, you are really failing. Hear what I'm saying. You are really failing. There is nobody to run to when things go bad. There are people like that. You are a pastor. You want to hold a convention and you are stranded financially. Nobody in your circle of influence has risen to say, please, sir, cover my shame for me. Relationships cover your shame. Relationships cover your shame. Who is standing in for you? Who is helping you rise? You go to an oil company holding your certificate and you knock at the gate. And the gate man says, yes. Yeah, I prayed and God led me to come and submit my CV. He says, bring it. As he collects it, he throws it inside a dustbin. And you go back rejoicing and keep seeing visions of yourself working in an oil company till you are past the age that they will receive you, because there's no relationship. Another unbeliever, let me tell you this, and I say this sincerely, this is one secret that Muslims have. Relationships. You will hardly see a Muslim child go somewhere that his father cannot create. That's why some, of course, I love them. We love Muslims and all of that. And you find out that there are some of them, you see them in your schools, they are not even serious, because they know that relationship has already had, they had a degree before they started. So this is just a ceremony for all of that to happen, because relationship has created a degree somewhere. There is a space that has been created since they were in 200 level, waiting for them to occupy. But believers don't have that wisdom. I show you the life of God versus the principles of God. Are we together? There is no day in my life that relationship does not bless me. There is no day. I say it, may God forgive me if I'm lying, but it's true. There is no day in my life that relationship does not bless me. You cook by yourself. You wash your clothes by yourself. You intercede for yourself. No relationship. Nobody has seen anything about you to pray for you by yourself. You are looking for favor by yourself. They drive you alone. You walk alone. You counsel yourself. You motivate. Abba. Say relationships. Say the law of relationships. I made a statement years ago, and I repeat it every once and again, that we will all be great. Right? And the greater part is that we will all know ourselves. Praise God. Sorry about that. Some of you here will never have any helper. Do you know why? You are anti-friendship. Your persona is anti-friendship. You are resentful. You are rude. You are callous. You are very, very offensive in your approach. Turn and tell one another good evening. And somebody turns and you are looking at the person. You are not my class. Stop that, oh. Listen, he that wants friends must first show himself. Humble yourself in this training ground where nobody knows who is who. It's only God that knows whose destiny. You see me hug people here. Some of you see me hug our little children. And you think that I'm just hugging them. I will continue to hug them. Because at their age, we're not thinking like them. That means most likely they'll be better than us. At age 12, some of us were absolutely foolish. These children at age 12 pray in tongues, love God, join prayer department, some of them. I mean, look at a destiny like an arrow, and you are missing an opportunity to invest. You now come when it's too late, when the person has become a big man. Do you know there are people who call my phone all the time, sending insults and saying, Apostle, whatever it is they call you. You are claiming you don't know me. I say, I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you. Don't bully me. I don't know you. Listen, when you celebrate a great man when he's great, it's too late. You came way too late. You don't celebrate greatness when greatness manifests. You celebrate greatness in the process. You participate in it. That's why I'm excited for you. Because I have the privilege of participating in your success. How in the world can I fail? Listen, with all humility, there are people today, by the grace of God that I have raised, who will never allow me beg for bread till Jesus comes. Even if I decide to be careless and I stop obeying any law of lifting. You have sat down on a, you know how they do, what they call it? Let me not talk business here. All those businesses that you do, you sit down, you bring somebody and you keep rising. That's how you can sit on a chair and keep rising like that forever, because you paid the price to build someone. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Question. Whose destiny are you investing in today? Question. Who will remember you when he gets to the throne? If you are not there when I'm in the cave, don't expect to be there when I'm on the throne. If you were not there when I was on the cave, don't expect to be featured. There are many lousy people in the body of Christ with an entitlement mentality. You hear them say, I knew you. I knew when you were nothing. What did you do about it?
When I was walking my way, when I was hungry, did you ever give me water? You were part of those grumbling and talking. And now that rejected stone has become the chief cornerstone. You are now seeing the man of God in glory and power, and you are saying we are colleagues. We are not colleagues. No, sir. Listen, be careful and don't let men bully you with their complacency and their inability to invest in your relationship. Anybody who does not think you are worth a good relationship should not be found in your future. There are people, listen, I'm rounding up. There are some of you, many people who would have lifted you, look at you now and they think you are failures because of what is happening. They gist about you, sometimes you hear it, sometimes they say it to your face, but they don't know what it is that is happening. And then when you rise, you see them come with entitlement mentality. You should give me a house, you should give me a car, and you ask them why. They say, because I knew you before. No, sir. Everybody who believed in me when I was nothing, it's impossible for them to fail in life because they took a risk by believing in someone they never saw any results, and now their risk is yielding dividends. So it is not wickedness when you see somebody bless somebody. There are people in my life, no matter how foolish and stupid they become, I'm bound to them forever because they believed in me when I was nothing. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. For though I fall, yet I will rise again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you in the whole of your family, nobody believes in you. They've told you to your face, you will not amount to anything. Obey these laws and watch God shock every one of them to their knees. Apostle, I want to be blessed. What are you doing? I just need 100,000 to start a business. Who fooled you that that's all it takes to succeed? You see that? You have 2 tiers of rice in your house. It can pay for a growing relationship. You can cook food. Invite 5 of your friends and say, look, just to honor you guys, I know that I don't have much now, but I just love you. After 10 years, they will tell you, remember that our rice. Now enter this 5-star hotel. Let's now eat my own version of the rice. And someone looks at you. Listen, someone looks at you and say, you shouldn't be in the palace. You say, I paid for it since. I paid for the palace when I could afford it. I show you wisdom keys that men are using to climb ladders of greatness. So you can see somebody in the future come. You see somebody in the future, no charisma, no anointing, yet favor will never stop leaving him. Everybody knows him. We are about leaving Peter today, and a man of God who also came for a ministration. The man of God came for a ministration. I was about to enter the car, let's go, and then the protocol stopped me and said, please, I need to attend to him. I turned to him and I said, hello, sir, I don't know you. He said, sir, you don't need to know me. I came for a ministration and I had you were around. I stopped. The guy was holding a seed in his hand. Fair relationships. There are people who will be talking. Who should we lift here? And somebody said, please, I have one daughter. I have one son, not my biological child, but this child is so well-mannered, very lovely person. The person did not read this course, but that person has character, and say, send for that person quickly. You see people who read something that has no business with what they are doing, yet they keep rising to be directors. Relationships keep promoting them. Tonight, we are going to pray. I will stop here. Lord, one will continue the remaining next week. There are plenty laws I will share with you. The easiest way to succeed is to invest in relationships. Relationship is a stream of income. When you are writing all your streams of income, write relationships. It will cost you now, because under relationships you don't sell anything, you give for free. Sometimes you need to be a fool investing in relationships. Some of you, after this meeting, you need to go and sit down and say, Lord, who are the 5 most valuable people in my life? And start calling them. Sometimes you don't even need 5, you just need 1. And say, sir, do you know there are people in my life who send credit all the time? They don't have much. It may be 100 naira. I'm not saying you should do it. But I see the passion they are making to establish a relationship with me. Billy Graham. We talk about Billy Graham as the great evangelist. Do you know one of the reasons why he was great? He had endorsements of every president. Before that happened, it was said every time Billy Graham would write letters to members of parliament and the president of the United States, wanting meeting with them, they would throw away the letter. He kept doing it. And one day, just one person attended to him. A day will come, the door will open. Don't think you will knock once and it will open. You see, the thing about relationship is that because of what you are looking for, sometimes it will have to sting your ego. Don't be embarrassed. Pay the price. That's the price for the value you are looking for. I see a number of men of God, sometimes they want to see me maybe for a meeting, and they come once, twice, and say, please, what is the big deal about this one? Please, we are all equal before God. And I say, what an unwise person. I have pursued men with anointings. I have humbled myself. I have stayed for weeks and months just to encounter people. And the encounter was not more than 2 minutes because of value. I have pursued uncommon mentors. I have spent money. I have sown seeds. I still sow seeds into the lives of people to maintain relationship. What have you done that you are complaining? There are people just to stand after service and be patient. Everybody's pulling their mouth. It's too late. Apostle, I need to see you specially. And I say, look, I may not have all the time. And then you see them frowning. Abba, let's respect value. No great man needs you. You are the one who needs him. So you must pay the price. Pay the price. When I meet people who have what I look for, I don't go as Apostle Joshua Selman. If it means me sweeping the office, you've heard my testimony of when I wanted to take a trip to the U.S. to go and scrub the toilet of Charles and Francis Hunter. I was not going there as colleagues. I wanted to go and scrub their toilets for 2 weeks. It pained me when they died and I didn't meet them. Relationships. How do you travel to U.S. to go and scrub toilets? If can you snap yourself scrubbing toilet and put on Facebook and say it is the Lord's doing? Most people who don't understand this will say, look at how this person is disgracing himself. Never be embarrassed to invest in quality destiny relationships. There are useless relationships that are going nowhere. Cut them this night. I release the grace on you. There are people who are going nowhere and they are forcing you. You come around them, you don't love God, you don't think, you don't plan, you don't do nothing. And they say, 2 weeks, you've not. Leave them all. Love is a command, relationship is not. Choose your friends. It is within your power. If you are not going where I'm going, I love you, but you have to stay. We can greet in church, we can greet around, but you cannot be my destiny friend, not having my convictions. A man who has to make you change your conviction in his presence is not a destiny friend. Leave them. Who are you believing in right now that you have not seen anything in their life? And there is a key to attracting people to your life. It is the ability to satisfy the highest psychological need of every man. You must know it. And the highest psychological need of any man at all, including you, any man, is the need to feel loved, the need to feel valued or valuable, and the need to feel appreciated. Please write it down. Any man will die to see this happen in his life. The highest psychological need of any man is the need to feel loved, the need to feel valued, the need to feel appreciated. Please write it down and let's talk a little about that. Because many believers think that just because you are born again, relationships will happen overnight. No. People have lost contracts worth billions because they have intelligence but no relationships. And in the body of Christ, we have this ugly way of saying, I don't need anybody. I'm not talking of some negative godfatherism. Somebody must recommend you somewhere. Are we together now? Come, my dear. Come too. Now, everybody, I want you to give them a round of applause. Smile while you are doing that. Two of them. I will tell you why. Just clap for them generously and truthfully. Keep clapping. Don't stop.
This is for two of you now. Keep clapping. I didn't ask you to stop. Praise God. God bless you. Now, watch them. What are they both doing? Or what were they both doing? Do you think if you ever tell them I'm a bad man, they will believe you? No. I satisfied in 1 minute the highest psychological need of any man. By this act, they don't even know what they did. But I gave them an impression of being loved. I gave them an impression of being valued. I gave them an impression of being appreciated. Brothers, let me give you a big secret. Do this, you are 50% gone to get a very good godly lady. Frown your face praying alone and I show you the way to misery regardless of spirituality. Yes. Time-tested, rock-solid principles. Are we together? The Bible says laughter. Listen, when two people are fighting, the first thing that disappears is laughter. Not love. Love is still there. But laughter disappears. Every time there is restoration, it is backed up with laughter. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream, and they said among the heathen, the Lord had turned again their captivity and all of that. You know, Sarah laughed. All who hear this will laugh with me. The ability to keep men loved, the ability to keep men feel appreciated, the ability to keep men valuable is the grandest key to establishing quality relationships. When you say this person is likable, whether consciously or subconsciously, their personality or their training has brought them to a position where they present a disposition to people that make them feel loved. Everyone on earth is running away from where they are hated to where they are loved. And that location can be a human being. They can leave you and live with the money they have and live with the access they have to someone else. I'm not talking of flattery and lies. By the grace of God, we have a large workforce in this ministry. I am intrigued. It never ceases to amaze me, the level of commitment and diligence of the workers in this ministry. And this is true from my heart. Truly speaking. You see, wise people are clapping. A politician is clapping because he understands the implication of this. But many people, that's why you are in the school of the spirit. Why do you think in campaigns, anybody just says anything and they clap? They are not clapping because they understand what was said. They know it's a key. It's a key to what you will go home with. It's a key to what you might lose. Never allow your life be the reason for someone's tears and misery. At least not with your consciousness. There are some of us who have an ugly disposition towards people. This lady is so ugly. You are just seeing the person for the first time and you're acting that way. This lady is so slim. This lady is so clumpy. This lady is not, she can't even speak English. She's not my class. I show you the person who will pay for everything by himself. Because years to come, you will open the office you are trusting for help and see the victim of your mockery seated with a biro that can change your life and say, the door you came with, follow it and go out. Unwise decisions. Some of our parents made those decisions and they are still paying for it till today. Cheap opportunities that they would have risen. These are laws. They will never be bent. They will never change. I came from a background where we were told that when you relate with people of influence, it affects your spiritual life. And for a very long time, I walked in that foolishness until I understood the kingdom. Now, I'm a friend of every influential person. You can be in the world and not be of the world. You can be in a system and not be corrupted by the system. The chairman board of trustees of this ministry is a general. You touch me, two people punish you from the realm of the spirit and the physical realm. Yeah. For sure. There are many well-meaning men of God who have no one to speak for them, and they come and collect a land. They spend 200 million naira buying the land, investing to raise it to its foundation. Someone comes and put a big X. No prayer will change it. It remains there. The prayer needs a man. The angels roam around the earth. Did you apply a law that authorizes us to walk? Where is the human vessel we'll speak to? There's no one, but you are a prayer warrior. You see, no truth in the kingdom was designed to replace another. They complement. Are we together now? You have relationships, you don't pray, you will suffer. No spirit talks to any man, nobody helps you. But you can pray, you can fast, you are a student of the word, but you don't have strategic connections. Jesus was a man who understood this principle. When it was time for him to get into Jerusalem, he said, go, there's somebody who has a coat. If he asks you, tell him the master has need of it. The man did not refuse. Connections. Are we together now? Jesus had relationships. He had people he could send. Do you know what it means to send 72 people to go and return back with loyalty? David was a great man, ordained to be king, anointed, but his anointing could not help him. He was in a cave called Adullam until relationships came. Certain men came and they vowed. They said, David, we will make sure you are king. What if they were lying to kill him? The Bible says, in the multitude of men is a king's honor. Don't forget that scripture. In the multitude of men, not gold, not silver, in the multitude of men, access to the hearts of men gives you true honor. Access to the hearts of men gives you true honor. Are we together now? Value relationships. Don't lose relationships to look for money. That's not wisdom. Don't lose relationships to look for job. Look for opportunity. It's better to lose a job and keep a valuable relationship. Because when everyone in your circle of influence is rising, you will be blessed by association. A message I preached in 2008. That a man can be blessed by association. God called Abraham alone and Lot went with him. How did Lot get blessed? Not by any personal revelation. As God lifted Abraham, he lifted him. Relationships. How did Joseph come out of the pit? He didn't just have gifts enough. Gifts alone could not bring him out. There was a relationship he established with a wine presser. It was the wine presser that told the king, I remember my wrongs. 2 years ago, there was a man who interpreted my dream. He said, go and fetch him. The Bible says, and the king sent for Joseph, and they brought him out of his dungeon. I'd like you to pray in 1 minute, bless your darlings, and say, Lord, give me the gift of men, strategic alliances, valuable connections that can become keys. Let my life not become a padlock to many. Valuable relationships. Please pray. Lord, let there be a man to speak for me in the days of adversity. Let me not fight alone. Hallelujah. Please sit down. There, a particular man of God was sharing his encounter with Bishop Oyedepo. He used to be a pastor in Living Faith before he went to start his own work, doing a great work for God. And when he went to his father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, and said that, sir, what one advice will you give me? He said Bishop Oyedepo told him, I'm giving English interpretation, but he told him in Yoruba, he said, young man, never fight alone. You will not win. Did you hear what he said? Never fight alone. Nobody fights alone. Ask David. David went alone, but he didn't fight alone. He said, you come against me with your spears and all, but I come against you in partnership to a name, relationship. Every great man knows that his wealth is tied to relationships. When you see a man mysteriously wealthy, people don't say this guy has a brain, they say he has gone somewhere. He fraternized with someone. Let's hurry up. Work with relationships. and you will be amazed at the doors they will open. Only 4 people to meeting and accessing any breakthrough you desire, statistically confirmed. The distance between you and your prayer request is not just a destiny helper away, but statistically speaking, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. That's how Naaman was healed. A little slave girl who knew a prophet who could take him there, and he received his miracle. Who are you believing right now? Some of these people, some of them are outside. They may be seeking smelly clothes. They can't afford perfume. Torn clothes, but they are receiving. You can reject them because of the privilege that you have. And tomorrow, you did not know that that was your governor. You were kicking away. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you did not know your time of visitation. Your time came and you allowed it to pass you. We are going to cry to God tonight. Father, I want to engage the law of relationship. Stand up. Please pray. Rise up on your feet. I'd like you to thank God for this message. We just started introducing it tonight. Lift your hands and thank God. Open your mouth and say, God, thank you. You are revealing to me the key. 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 Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Come big God. Many of you don't know this gentleman. You see this guy? This guy would never fail in life. Ask me why. Because when we started, listen carefully. When he and I started, the time we used to meet in the campus and sit on this cloud, this gentleman, the same way he's holding his guitar, that's how he was the person who was holding the guitar and playing. And he will, everybody usually will be seated when it's time to preach, but you will have to stand with me. Because that girl, she was the one who would hold life for me. That's her work. She did it joyfully, bring her touch life. Every time I was going to read a scripture, she would do it joyfully. Those two people will never, never beg for bread, not when I'm alive. Yes, no, 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 it's not amen. This is a reality. I'm serious about it. I can mention names of people. I told you about my principal, who I went to visit early this year, and I looked at him, he has become an old man now. And I said, God, in my lifetime, please let me build a house for this man and buy a car for him and bless him with a sleep that brings tears from his eyes before he goes to meet the Lord. It's a covenant I made with myself. What did he do? He believed in me. I remember seeing him as a young boy, and he looked at me and said, you are smart. He had a little keyboard and he called me to come and sit down. And I had come from a background of so much complex and pain. He made the entire school to gather in front of me, and he said I should play keyboard for them. And that was the beginning of the healing process for inferiority that today nations are getting blessed from. I was not born this way. Never forget those who believed in you when you were nothing. You see, let me tell you something about greatness. As you start rising, levels will change. Don't let your mind change. Because you will start seeing sycophants, people who you meet on the journey, and they are there to make it look like at your level, should you now be relating with this one? This woman used to sweep your house. Now you have become a big woman. You are even going to marry a millionaire. Just find 2,000 and let her go away. Please, this smelly woman, not your class. A wise person will say, if she could sweep my house when I had nothing, she deserves to sweep my palace. She even deserves a palace of her own. Relationships. Anything money can buy, relationship can buy it. You have been paying for too many things using finance. Start using relationships. Lift your voice and cry. Lift your voice and say, Lord, connect me. Connect me. Connect me. Pray. Connect me. I know our time is gone, but pray. I'm handing to you keys that will make your life remarkable. Man of God, pray for relationship, strategic relationship, covenant relationship.
I like you to pray and say, Lord, take away the spirit of offense, because offense is the killer of relationships. Hear me. Your friends will never be perfect people, just like you are not. There are many of you, you can never have a friend for 2 weeks and not talk about A to B and talk about B to C. It's a devilish attitude. I like you to pray and say, Lord, take that attitude out of my life. Bitterness or offense. Grace to forbear, grace to endure the weaknesses of my destiny friend, grace to endure the weaknesses of my valuable friend. Grace, Pastor Femi, come. Many of you don't know why you see me stand with Pastor Femi. It's not just because Pastor Femi is my son in the gospel. Let me tell you. Do you know before he became a pastor, Pastor Femi used to be the one to carry equipment for worship team. This worship team, you see. He would carry the equipment and sit down in Rema Chapel. They would finish the other. He would help to close, and God was watching. God was watching. Foolish people were saying, you are wasting time. Why are you human worship? And God was watching. God does not lead proud people. God leads those who can stand with their heart and their life. Gradually, occasionally he would play bass guitar. Humble himself. Even when he became a pastor, there were times he was playing bass guitar. One day I had to tell him, no, it's okay. The person assisting him now, Francis. Francis is a friend of Charles. Francis was in protocol. Look at how God is lifting people except you. God is lifting people except you, because pride has still kept you where you are. Big manism. There are people who humble themselves to serve. There are people in this ministry. The level of greed they have, they can be geos of great ministry. Yet you see them doing very frail activities. Some of them are in protocol, running around. He resisted the proud. He gives grace to the humble. You see what God has done in his life today. God bless you. Eros, come. Let me give you. Come, Eros. Many of you do not know that the first person who was the protocol of clear night was Eros. This gentleman you see standing here. When we were doing crusade, nothing to write home about. Oh, in everybody, everywhere, just moving by faith. It was Aaron who was in charge of logistics and bus. I remember shouting at them and pushing them and all of these things. This guy is Aaron. Yet till today, the way he is, you still see him greet some of the leaders. Some of these people are young. They are younger than him by far in age, younger than him in experience and all of that. And you see him through. And where there is an opportunity, you see him serve with all his heart. Aaron is one person who has served me and served God with his life, and has made a vow and a covenant, no matter what happens, I will never watch him and his children beg for bread. Thank you, Aaron. I love you. Question. A few years from now, who is going to call you? Do you know Ejimi's wife, this lady you see? As of 2010, she was a member of protocol. Protocol, when we're doing Kingdom Wealth Summit. Had not married her husband yet. Protocol. serving with all her heart, establishing quality relationships. Today, look at your children, all copying what the parents are doing. You are allowing time to pass. God is sending strategic people to your life. You insult everybody who is not you. You are out to look for imperfection. This lady is too loud. This person is too deep. It is true they have those issues. But can you ignore it and see that God is connecting you with a ladder that will wipe your tears forever? Our parents ignored it. And today they keep frowning at televisions when they see their colleagues. Pray in 1 minute. Open my eyes to see those who are my destiny helpers. Open my eyes to see the relationship I must protect at all costs. Open my eyes, oh God, to see the relationship. Not all relationships I want keeping. Not all relationships I want protecting. But I tell you, there are relationships that I want keeping forever. Tomorrow, go and write the list of the 5 most valuable relationships in your life and begin to invest unashamedly in them. 5 people that God has brought in your life that you know you need, no matter what it is. You don't have to invest in everybody. There are people after 20 years they still away. But let me tell you, there are relationships you must protect at all costs. Some of us are penny wise and pound foolish. We can destroy today or try to enjoy today. We destroy a relationship that is long lasting. I have seen people, I have counseled people who destroyed relationships with great people over trivial matters. Matters of marriage, matters of money, matters of job, matters of reputation, matters of ego. Broke great relationships with people. I know great men today who have vowed in my presence that they will never help certain people because of their attitude. Last prayer. Father, give me the grace to be friendable. Give me the grace to be relatable. May my life not drive people away. May my words not drive people away. May my attitude not drive people away. May my sense of resentment against people not drive them away. Pray. Hallelujah. Look up. We are rounding up now. Some of you need to call your parents tomorrow and restore your relationship. Some of you need to call your siblings and restore your relationship. Some of you need to call maybe some people in your department, even as workers in this house. Some of you need to say, look, I'm tired of this. I can't be fighting everybody. Master the art of celebrating people. That's one of the keys of relationship. Master the art of lavishly and truly celebrating people. Master Nina, you have a lovely voice. Amaka, you have a lovely voice. MD, you are playing well. Don't just say what is special. You see, the moment you trivialize people's worth, they run away from you. That's why you never see me talk about any man of God and try to show that I am higher. No. You hardly even see me call any of these my people, my son, my sis. It's still a happiness in my spirit. Don't resent people to show you are higher. No. Celebrate people. our children come here after service, you see me hug them and appreciate them with all my heart. You come here whether I know you or not. I'm shaking you, I'm greeting you, I'm hugging you. After service, I tell you, hug one another. Some of you just pull your mouth and you are going straight to the phone. Don't do that. Don't do that. You can add 10 years of pain to your life by ignoring one person. Father, I pray for your people tonight in the name of Jesus. You are revealing to us something, sister, that will bring us into uncommon dimensions of triumph. I pray, oh God, that every spirit of bitterness that is in anyone here that is responsible for driving valuable people, may that spirit live your life forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that God will give you the unashamedness to invest in profitable relationships. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that you will have at least 2 to 3 valuable people in your life that you can call friends with. And I declare that every wrong attitude that you have portrayed that has driven great people from your life, I declare a restoration for you tonight. In the name of Jesus, I command a reconnection for you with the great and valuable people who will lift you to the next level. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Put your hands together for Jesus and please keep standing. Please keep standing. Please keep standing. Our time is gone, but I just want to perform 2 functions very quickly. Number one, I want to make an altar call. Why do we do this every time? We do this because there is somebody who needs to have a relationship with Jesus. We're talking about the law of relationship. There are some of you outside. The first relationship you need a connection with, and 2, is Jesus Christ. You will never succeed in life outside of Him. You may have been coming around. Some of you are outside. Some of you are online. Some of you were invited. You heard me speak. You are hearing me speak again. And the Lord is telling you, I need a relationship with you. I want to build your life. Some of you need a reconnection. That connectivity has been broken. Wherever you are, please, I will count 1 to 4 very quickly. Don't wait for anybody to come. Take a bold step and make your way out here right now. 1. Quickly, please appreciate them as they come. I believe there are people here and there. If you are coming, please come. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. Please run and come. 2. I'm counting 1 to 4. God bless you. God bless you. You can stand on your feet, please. Those outside, keep coming. Nothing to be ashamed of. It's a reconnection. Man of God, I need this relationship. I don't want my life to be a failure. He said, he who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. Keep coming. 3. God bless you. Don't be ashamed of him. He's the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your courage. If you're coming, still join them quickly. Quickly, I see people coming. Our mother is coming. God bless you, Mama. Please come and join them quickly. Let's appreciate our mother. God bless you. Bless you. Now, I want you to lift your right hand, all of you in front. Lift your right hand and mean it seriously. We're out of time, but then don't make a joke of it. It's a supernatural experience. Say in the name of Jesus, tonight, I declare that my heart belongs to Jesus. I surrender to you totally, completely. I ask that my sins be forgiven. See, the power of God is given on you as you are praying. I receive the life of God right now, and I declare that I'm a child of God from today. My sins are forgiven. I have a new beginning. I declare that I'm reconnected back to the source of my life, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Father, receive these ones. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take them from glory to glory in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you honor their decision, and I pray, oh God, that this will be forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you so much for coming.
there's a gentleman waving his hand. One of you would like to just move in contact, and they will meet you, they will direct you, give you a few details, and communicate it. Let's honor them very quickly.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaCommunity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaCNI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. KoinoniaCommunity Network International, taking the fullness of God's life and us.